Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Interesting, this morning, it is Monday, November 29th, 2021. I read that over the weekend, former President Donald Trump says that he will debate anyone on the facts of election fraud. I really have to wonder what that means. First of all, I've seen the man debate. He debated Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, as well as a number of other Republicans, and I don't particularly think that he understands what debate is. Debate is a civil exchange of ideas, much like Socrates or Plato envisioned many years ago. The discourse and consumption of ideas, and then the presentation of facts. Now, he says he wants to argue the facts of election fraud, and I'm trying, after 13 months, to even understand if there are facts, if there are even potentially facts relevant to this question of election fraud. Personally, I believe the 2016 election was stolen and should be returned, but that's a different argument. What is a fact? What do you mean by facts? And boy, oh boy, if somebody's going to debate him, I suspect they're going to want to have very specific rules. You don't get to talk louder when you don't have facts. You don't get to interrupt. You don't get to cut other people off. And you don't get to deride facts that have sources. Perhaps the person that chooses to debate him ought to say, every piece of information you present must have two valid sources, and you've got to present the valid sources with the piece of information. Because there's just no way. DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, who ultimately is responsible for the security of federal elections, said that this was, in 2020, the most secure election the U.S. has ever had. It's really critical that this whole election stolen thing gets stopped. I understand that people don't like losing. Nobody does. I spent most of my rather average to mediocre sports career losing. The one time I won, I know I felt like $1 million, but the reality is you win, you lose, it's up to you. You as a person are responsible for your behavior when you lose. You've got to turn around, shake the other guy's hand and say, you beat me. You won. It's over. Anyway, enough of that. I've been working on a couple of articles. One that I know I promised to deliver in December, which is the future state technology for 2022. I've got a number of future state technologies that I think are going to be really cool. And several of them are shipping, have shipped, will ship, in this time period. So I'm hoping to have them in time to, spend a little time with them, review them, and really see if they are worthy of the concepts that I'm trying to present. It becomes an interesting problem when you consider what it is that you are looking for in technology. And I know as a technologist, I look for things that save me time, but I don't spend time on things that a lot of people spend time on. So one of the things that is of value to me is the concept of reduced stress because the technology helps. But I know for some people, technology is a stressor. So I do take that into consideration, but I do want to point out as I head down the path of getting ready the end of November 2021 to publish that in the next couple of 2, 3, 4 weeks, I do want to point out that the reality is I'm looking for things differently than other people, and I want to tell people that up front because I don't expect that people will consider, my opinion as the only opinion to look for in getting a new technology. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast.